Hello and greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. What are we here for today, Sister Amen?
To edify the saints.
That sounds good. We hope you're all doing well today.
Uh-huh.
We had a windy, rainy day.
It was.
It rained so hard, our van, which is really steady, was rocking as we were parked.
Oh, yeah.
The rain was coming down sideways, but eventually it cleared out. We took a walk later in the day, and we got a beautiful sunset video that Sister Amen's going to put up on the page. You'll really appreciate that. And so what did we do today, Sister Amen? We went to a marketplace and we
worked online, got some things done.
Yeah, you did a lot of walking in and out of stores, handing out gospel cards.
Oh yeah, witness walking and
So yes, it was a good quiet day. That's what our rainy days typically are. It was way too windy. It cleared up later. We were gonna fly signs, but it was like 25-mile-an-hour winds all day.
Yeah, you sisters know what it's like to try to even walk with a skirt on in the wind.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough, so to stand there and hold a sign is even harder.
Yep. So you did a sister's audio today. What's that on?
I did. That was on, you and brother were talking about it the other day about, or maybe you did an audio, and it made me think about it, using a discernment of Philippians 4:8 on how to discern things in your life, and then I used some other scriptures to run things through, things that we did in our beginning of our walk, and of course we still use those scriptures. So.
Sounds good. So that'll be up on the page. And then Brother Kuhl and I went further in Proverbs 14, and we were talking about those verses. So that's up on the Ecclesia Gathering area. And laughter came up. We're going to talk about laughter today.
Oh, yeah.
Ecclesiastes 2:2. I said of laughter, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? So, yeah, let's talk about this idea of laughter. We're not telling you that laughter's bad. We're not telling you that laughter's always good. I guess we're just contemplating laughter in the life of a saint.
Yeah, and part of that, because you guys were talking in Proverbs 14.
Yep, I got that verse I'll read.
Yep, and we're looking at an event of a so-called Christian comedian.
Yeah.
He's kind of like bouncing around doing a tour, and we were looking at one, and it didn't seem like it'd work out. There might be one coming up in the future to stand out and preach the gospel at, but we're also kind of talking about that.
Yeah,
as
we were contemplating the idea of bringing in comedians and people paying tickets and putting laughter. And when I read this verse from Proverbs, it really hit home, and I'll read it to you right here. Proverbs 14:13, even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of mirth is heaviness. So the heart is sorrowful, and the end of mirth is heaviness. We were talking about, to me, what that means is like, a lot of times laughter is like a veneer. Mm-hmm. It's a fake outside. It's false. It doesn't really represent what's going on in the inside. What do you say, Sister Amen?
Yeah, it's all of the flesh.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Yeah.
The Bible does talk about laughter, merriment, and all that of a good heart.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant like what you were talking about, the veneer
right.
thing.
Yeah. I just want to be clear. We're not saying all laughter is bad.
Oh, no.
You can laugh with your grandchildren. You could laugh and say, wow, what a beautiful day it was at being out, you know, in God's creation. But we're talking about the type of laughter that people put on, like when they have pain or in their life or when they have suffering. Or the type of laughter that, again, is like, it's not rooted in the things of God, if I could put it that way.
Yeah, like people fulfilling the lust of the flesh to laugh because they're just seeking things to please themselves.
The Bible tells us we're to be sober-minded, and people go out of their ways to just want to laugh a lot and to be about things that aren't true, things that aren't good, pure, and true, things that aren't sober. People just love to laugh. And again, it's like, I think it has a lot to do with Hollywood and the movies and the culture and people just hiding behind a lot of reality behind laughter.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows they're going to die. And a lot of people like laughter. Oh, you're going to die. We just laugh about it.
Yeah, you pretty much what they say is like you bury yourself in like some people in the bottom of a bottle.
Yep.
Alcoholics. Which you know, the bottom of that. People
which can make you bring you laughter.
Oh,
for a while.
And that's what I was saying. All kinds of lust of the flesh and stuff,
Yeah, so I know you have some scripture verses you want to share, too.
I do. I have, like, three of them.
Go for it.
On this, and then I have a few more on kind of like the other side of it. You said Ecclesiastes 2:2. I've got Ecclesiastes 2:1. I said in mine heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say most of the laughter in the culture is vanity. It's useless, it's vain, it's worthless.
Yeah, I get it.
You could laugh with your husband or your wife. You could laugh with your children. Not talking about that. You could laugh when you're joyous about the things of God. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a lot of it is shallow, it's carnal, it's dead, it's fleshly, it's wasteful, it's not sober.
Yeah.
You could laugh and still be sober.
Yeah, you can.
You can laugh and be foolish and silly.
Right.
That's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah, how about Ecclesiastes 7, 3 and 6? No, 3, I guess. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better.
Yeah.
And then I have, did you want me to read my other one?
Yeah, go for it.
James 4, 8 through 10. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
Yeah, and that one kind of makes me think about just being serious about the things of God.
Yeah, kind of.
Taking things serious.
Repenting and turning. And, yeah.
We're supposed to model the men in the New Testament, and we don't see Jesus and Paul and Peter and John the Baptist. We don't see them being full of laughter and foolishness and silliness. They were sober-minded about the things of God. That doesn't mean they never smiled. That doesn't mean they never laughed among themselves about something that was good, pure, and true. But the overwhelming majority of their life was about the serious, sober things of God.
Mm-hmm.
I got some verse on foolishness. Proverbs 12:23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of the fools proclaimeth foolishness. Like, I remember I've met people in my life where they couldn't just talk about things. They couldn't use wisdom. They couldn't just use sober things. They always had to be telling jokes and cracking comedy.
Yeah. And I had a time and a season of that before Christ where I was always joking around about things.
Right.
Well, especially when I was drinking. But yeah.
And so laughter is just something we want to ponder. You got to think about. There's definitely a time for it. But I think the culture and churchianity today abuses it. They bring in professional comedians to make you laugh. And these people are laughing about hell and sin and Jesus.
It's wicked.
It's wickedness.
Yeah.
And we got to watch out because you know what? There is another side to laughter. God's going to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 2, 4 and 5. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. That's like a mocking laugh. You don't want that from the Lord.
Uh-uh.
Proverbs 1, 24 and 26, or 24 through 26. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched my hand, no man regarded, but ye have set at the naught at all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity and I will mock when your fear cometh. So God, there's going to come a time when God does turn away from people and he laughs and like the prophet with the prophets of Baal, he mocked them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different kind of laughter. That's something that is like a righteous anger almost. We're talking about the culture swept up in sin and carnality and flesh.
Yeah.
That type of laughter is something we true saints should avoid.
Right. And I have like four more verses.
Go for it.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Sober-minded.
Yeah,
the Bible, I love that Titus, it tells the old men, the women, the young men, the young women to all be sober-minded.
Okay, well, speaking of that, I just grabbed this one, Titus 2, 2. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience.
Yeah.
And I picked that one because I know it's for women too, but I picked that one because it has a whole bunch of it in there.
Yep.
In just the one.
Amen.
And then 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a
sound mind.
Yeah,
sound mind is not in laughter of foolish things of the world and silliness.
Yeah, not wrapped up in that, no.
Yeah.
And this last one, Ephesians 5:15, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
Right. That all makes me think of Jesus saying that you're going to give an answer for every idle word. And so if you think about the words that we say, they should be meaningful, eternal, true, good, pure, righteous, just, worthy, noble, like Philippians 4:8 says. They shouldn't be worldly, carnal, foolish, fleshly, silly, that are just going to be burnt up.
And how about this? I just thought of it. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
Yeah. Yeah, so, because somebody asked me not long ago about jokes, telling jokes.
Yeah.
Was that good and godly? And we covered that. And so, yeah, just think about this idea of laughter. How does it affect your life? You know, here's another thing. You hang around people that do that all the time, you end up foolish and silly like them. You hang around with people that are more sober-minded, you be more like that. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians, bad company corrupts.
Right. And I know we saints, we have a smile.
Yep.
But yet we're serious.
Yep.
We do laugh, but when it is, it's with a quality in it.
Yep. Something. It's meaningful. It's about good, pure, and true things.
Yeah.
And it's not laughing for the sake of laughing.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. We don't just run around looking for a thing to laugh about.
Right. Like, we might go out and have a wonderful street preach, and we rejoice in the Lord. Or when we get persecuted, Jesus said, leap for joy. And we might laugh and say, we got persecuted today. And we laugh because it's pointed towards God, for God, about God. There's an example of good laughter to say, wow, we're blessed, aren't we? Right. Brother, you know, brother, rejoice with me. We got persecuted today and we laughed together versus, hey, let me tell you the joke about the dog that walks in the bar.
Oh,
see the difference?
Yeah, and I was just going to say that I guess I do kind of laugh in my joy. I have small laughter that is always coming out. You know, it's not, ah, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
It's just a simple laugh of joy, uplifted, lighthearted.
I think there's a big difference, too, between, like, godly, spirit-led, merryful. Can I say merryfulness? Merry. Godly, spirit-filled, being merry, and secular, fleshly laughter.
I like that, because merry, that's probably a better way to put what I have. I'm filled with joy.
Kara, the Holy Spirit, gives us inner calm and cheer.
Cheer,
Not foolish laughter.
Right, exactly.
So think about that. Ponder laughter. I hope that helps you and that blesses you. Uh-huh. Anything else on laughter, Sister Armin? It's nothing to laugh at.
No, No, it can be a serious matter.
Amen. Tomorrow we have a work day on the van. We'll see how that goes.
Oh, yeah. It's that day again. We get to... Well, we do it a couple times
Repack,
a year.
Reorganize. Yeah, I got some projects to work on.
A few times a year, yeah.
Yep, so we'll see how that all goes.
Yeah,
anything else, Sister Armin, before we close out?
No, I'm just thankful to be able to have another day to share and encourage sisters around the world and, well, brethren. I mean, both of us encouraging brethren. And hopefully everybody's holding fast, looking to the Lord, examining yourselves, making sure there's no iniquity within you.
Amen.
Something, not just you, but us too. We do that too.
Striving and seeking the kingdom every single day. And I have a last thought. Scripture tells us to redeem the time. Let's all ask ourselves, how are we doing at that? Because time is fleeting. I'm amazed. It's already late spring. It's going to be summer. It's going to be fall, another year. We're all going to be dead soon. It's just a fact. It's just coming. So let's all make sure that we're redeeming the time for the Lord's glory. We're going to leave it right there. Love you all. Check out the Ecclesia page. We added stuff more. Check out the edification page. And we're headed towards a preach this weekend. And Brother Kuo is out flying signs. He's been adding to the website, reading scripture. And so lots of material there to edify you, to keep you in the sober things of the Lord, and to make you cheerful and merry in the things of God.
Hey, I like that.
You won't find no jokes on our website.
No.
All right, we love you all. Strive for the kingdom.
May God be praised.